Sweet Sweet Garbage is a podcast in which two women, Jenna Redding and Bailey Von Schneider, take a look back at some of their favorite garbage films and television. Knowing them as we do, we have to ask the question, why do they find themselves enamored with this trash? Not only that, why do we ourselves root for the problematic woman? We love a good crazy stalker, male or female. Why is Bailey okay with the idea of Penn Badgley stalking her? Why does Jenna want to single white female every person she meets? Can they be feminists and still enjoy these indulgences? Let's find out.
Back by potentially no popular demand, we just kind of wanted to do it.
Back by our demand.
Yes, our demand. We're bringing Sweet Sweet Garbage back, but we're kind of changing it up a little bit. We want to have it a little more focused, like each month with an actor or an actress that, you know, we love or we loathe, maybe, and kind of look at all of their movies that are less than spectacular on Rotten Tomatoes and sort of make our own judgment for whether or not we think that rating is justifiable. Like, is it truly a piece of garbage or is it something we maybe actually love?
So this month we're going to go with everyone's favorite piece of toast, Chris Evans.
Oh, yes. My favorite, very much so.
He is not my favorite, but he's all right. He's fine.
I love him. He might not be, like, the most talented actor, but there's something about him that is super charismatic.
He's comforting, I think.
Yeah.
Like a piece of toast.
That's something. So we thought we would dive in to his first movie that he was actually only about 19 years old when he made. So talk about your first movie being pretty good with not another teen movie.
It's so funny because, yeah, I always forget that he is supposed to be playing Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah.
In this part, because I'm always like, why does his hair look like that?
Oh, they dye it black, you mean?
Yeah, it looks fucking weird, but it's fine.
It does, and the sideburns.
Not Another Teen Movie shows no mercy as it skewers the conventions and cliches of the genre you love to hate. Join Janie Briggs, an aspiring artist who is outcast by her classmates for wearing glasses, a ponytail, and pink-covered overalls. Yes. And Jake Weiler, the all-American football star who makes a foolish bet to turn Janie into a prom queen in a risque romp with an assortment of twisted takes on classic teen characters and teen movies. It's basically parodying all of the teen movies of, like, the last 20 years as of, like, 2001.
I've loved it since I first saw it as, like, a preteen.
Yeah, I didn't see it until you showed it to me, like, last year.
Yeah, it's because, like, I think sometimes it unjustly gets lumped in with those, like, date movie and, like, superhero movie, all those, like, actual terrible parody movies. But I think this is the last of the great, like, parodies. It's obviously not as good as, like, what the Wayans were able to do with, like, Scary Movie and Scary Movie 2. But I genuinely think that this is a fantastic parody. It's written by Mike Bender, Adam J. Epstein, Andrew Jacobson, Phil Bowman, and Buddy Johnson.
My God. So,
right? I tried to, as I was rewatching it, I was going through and trying to, like, list all the movies that I at least was noticing that it was parodying, probably missing a bunch of them, but the big one, obviously, is She's All That.
Well, yeah, that's the basic structure of the movie, is that it's following She's All That, where he gets dumped by his girlfriend at the very beginning, and his whole thing is he's like, well, you know, I can make any girl popular.
Yes.
I can make any girl the prom queen because I'm the reason my girlfriend was popular.
Yes.
Right?
That was pretty much saying, like, the only reason that she's popular, even though she looks exactly like Jamie Presley, who looks identical pretty much to Margot Robbie. I feel like we always sort of, like, say, like, they look alike, but, like, I rewatch this movie and I'm like, they have, like, the same face.
No,
how
crazy
is, like, Jamie Presley never seen as one of the most beautiful women to ever walk the planet? Maybe it's because she just did weird stuff and was, like, cool. Like after this, she was on, like, My Name is Earl. Like, I think she was just never afraid of being, like, weird.
Well, her whole thing is, like, being, like, trailer trash.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, she wasn't afraid to be, like, weird and gross.
Gross, yeah, which is great. And
although, like, Margot Robbie isn't afraid to be weird.
Yeah, either. True. But I think it's sort of like Jamie Presley did it at maybe a different time.
And I guess was also doing, like, TV and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Jamie Presley's great in this, too, because she's sort of like the ex-girlfriend, but she's also the Bring It On part of, like, the parody in this.
Right.
And, you know, in Bring It On, they use, like, they use weird words and, like, put cheer in it. But they use it, like, once in, like, Bring It On. This, it's, like, every part of her character's, like, dialogue, when she's just, like, this isn't a cheerocracy. This is a cheer-tatorship, and I am the cheer-tator, and, like, things like that, and just being, like, and then she'll be, like, oh, instead of, like, she'll sure do, she's, like, she'll cheer do. She just, like, throws cheer in, and it works, and I think it's ridiculous, but it's so funny.
Right. No, yeah. But yeah, Jamie Presley has always been really funny.
Yes.
That's always been her
very
thing.
True. Yeah. Very true. Like, genuinely funny. Who else I think is actually really funny is the female lead in this, so sort of the Lainey Boggs of this world, and she's Janie Briggs.
Yes.
And it's Kyler Lee, who at this point is known, if you've watched Grey's Anatomy, she's Lexi Grey on Grey's Anatomy. And then, of course, if you've seen Supergirl, she plays Supergirl's sisters, Alex Danvers. So she's done, like, a lot of work. Again, she's also, like, 19 years old in this, too. So, like, it's really cool that they actually got, like, pretty much two 19 to potentially 20-year-olds to play teenagers in this. So, like, that's cool, too. It's, like, they're actual teenagers that are the leads of this. And I think Kyler Lee is brilliantly hilarious and is the kind of actress that has not gotten some of the roles that I think she deserves. Like, I mean, she was on Grey's Anatomy. That's awesome. Supergirl, like, had, like, 4 seasons. So it's not like she's hurting for work, but I think she's better than some of what she's been given. And I think she's hilarious, and I think she plays this role so well.
Well, she didn't get the Chris Evans trajectory.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Well,
not everybody gets to become Chris Evans.
No, I mean, nobody in this movie became Chris Evans. No,
except for Chris Evans. And who knows if Chris Evans was going to become Chris Evans either, but this is still, like, coming out of, like, high school, you're, like, the lead of a movie. Like, regardless of it.
It's wild. Even got that. Yeah.
Like, that's insane. And to me, looking at that and being like, that's a 19-year-old Chris Evans, and me thinking, was every girl just in love with this man in high school?
Because,
like, even if you were like, oh, that guy's hot when you were in high school, I felt like hot guys just still never looked like Chris Evans. So, like, that is just insane to me.
Right.
He was, like, a ready-made, like, movie star good-looking coming out of high school.
Right.
Crazy to me. That's some genetics right there.
No, for sure. He's going to go and, you know, fix her up. Yes. But of course he's reluctant at first because he does the whole, like, he's just like, I can make anybody popular. And then they're just like, okay, we'll do her. And he's like, oh, God.
And then he's like, give me back the albino. Like,
yeah. Because anybody but Jamie, because, like, the idea of anybody with glasses is
and a ponytail.
Glasses and a ponytail.
Which is funny because that's making fun of how literally every nerdy girl, like the quote-unquote ugly duckling in the 90s was beautiful, but just literally they were like, oh, glasses and a ponytail somehow is going to make you unattractive. And so they play on that so well.
It's so fun. It is, because they don't actually want to make you fat, because God forbid you actually be fat in a movie. Like, you can't be that. You have to be, you know, Hollywood standard skinny.
Oh, yeah. You have to look like Rachel Lee Cook and somehow be the one that, like, is your boys are revolted by.
Yeah, of course. They're revolted by her. And, like, and they're calling her poor, even though that she lives in fucking Redondo Beach.
With a gorgeous pool in her backyard. Her dad owns a company.
Yeah.
It happens to be a company that cleans people's pools, but this man owns it.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you right now, as someone who lived in the South Bay, Redondo Beach houses are all, like, $2 million.
Yeah.
So it's hilarious.
Yeah. But they definitely double down in this with them being poor, and it's like, it's ridiculous. Like,
I mean, yeah, they're definitely like trailer, not trailer trash, like, but like.
The house is completely run down.
It looks like garbage.
Randy Quaid plays her dad,
if it's Randy Quaid, you know it's trash.
And it's so good. He's like a combination of sort of like the dad from, I think, Pretty in Pink, and also the father from She's All That. It's like the two of them. It's like a Harry Dean Stanton.
Harry Dean Stanton.
And of course, she has like the little brother. And in She's All That, the little brother is played by Kieran Culkin. But also, the thing that I've always found hilarious is that clearly he has some sort of deficit when it comes to hearing, because he wears hearing aids, but it's never once mentioned in She's All That about him having.
Oh, he talks about this. He talks about this, like, later in life. Like,
oh, okay.
They mentioned in the script that he was going to just be deaf.
Okay.
But then, and, like, not have any lines. And he was like, great, I don't want to learn lines. But then they took that away. But then just kept the hearing aids.
Okay, because there's absolutely no talk about it. And I guess you maybe don't have to talk about it. But it's weird because it's not as if his speech pattern was inhibited at all.
No.
Like, he just sounds like Kieran Culkin with random.
They just took it out.
Like, make her brother, like, socially inept sort of the way he is, but they also make him more ridiculous, too.
Yeah.
He has his own quest in this where he's sort of parroting American Pie, where he's like, we must get laid. And his friend's like, Mitch, we're freshmen, and I love that, but I find that funny. Is there a moment that, in this that you really appreciated? Like, I don't know if you feel the same way about this that, like, I do, but, or is there something, or a moment, or how do you, like, feel about it overall?
I mean, I think there are parts of it that I did think were funny. Like, I did think that Chris Evans overall is, like, pretty funny. You're right, I don't think that I like this movie as much as you do, but I just didn't grow up with it.
Yeah.
So, maybe not.
Yeah.
But, like, there are just parts that I, like, did think were, like, pretty, like, laugh out loud.
Oh my God.
Funny.
One of my favorite lines, maybe of all time, and I think it's because it's timed and delivered with perfection, is literally when Kyler Lee's character, Janie, she's telling Chris Evans this story about her mother's death. And she's like, and it was rainy, and, like, she had to go out, and she had to buy me this Betsy Wetsy doll. And he's like, and then there's those moments of, like, where we bring in the comedy where he's like, oh, I remember that doll. Like, you press on her stomach, she piss all over herself. And, you know, and then she goes back into this, like, this horrible story, and then, you know, you have Chris Evans be like, oh my God, car accident? And then it's like, no, cancer. And the way it's delivered, Ed, is so good, especially coming off that story. It kills me every time.
Yeah.
It kills me every single time. I love how, like, progressive the father is at one point, where, like, the brother's trying to be like, oh, yeah, you're not a rebel, you're just some lesbo. And he's like, if Janie wants to be a rug muncher, just let her. It's her choice. I'm like, progressive papa.
Yeah, exactly. But one of my favorite parts, actually, I do remember, there, one of my favorite bits is, like, the Cruel Intentions part.
Yes, that's
where it's, like, where it's Chris Evans' sister who just, like, really wants to have sex with him.
But it's his actual
sister. Like, his
actual
sister. And, like, he's just, like, he, like, keeps complaining to his parents about it, and, like, they're just, like, they just don't give a shit.
No, like, at one point, he's like, you need a rebound girl, and suggests his mother. And at one point, he's like, what the hell is wrong with this family?
Yeah, exactly.
But, no, so, one of my favorite parts of this whole movie is when they break into song. Because, of course, you do that.
Yes.
And they do Prom Tonight. I absolutely love that song. And there is the part, the Cruel Intentions part, where she's like, so what if we had the same mother tonight? I'm gonna fuck my brother. And she has this, like, picture of him.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. That girl plays, like, Catherine better than Amy Adams played Catherine when they tried to, like, do the reboot of Cruel Intentions.
It's true.
And Amy Adams is one of the best actresses of her generation.
Listen, but it proves, she's no Catherine.
But it proves to you how important casting actually is, and how you can be a generational actress and still not be even remotely
right for
a role.
No, it's absolutely true. It's true.
And I was going through, and these were the movies that I came up with that I was noticing as I was watching it, that they're parodying. Again, this is 2001, so this is pre a lot of things that you might be familiar with, movie-wise. So I remember Varsity Blues.
Yes.
Of course, because especially when they do the whipped cream bikini, that's a big part of Varsity Blues, where Ali Larter gets the men she wants. She does, like, the whipped cream bikini. So he does it for Jake does it for Janie, and it's so good. And then he's like, hungry? And she's like, I don't really like Sundays. He's like, oh, it's a banana split. And he turns around, and there's just a banana out his ass. So there's that. Of course, we talked about She's All That, Cruel Intentions, Pretty in Pink,
yes,
American Pie, American Beauty with the weird
kid, of course. Yep. Yeah, and the paper, not the paper bag, the plastic bag. Yeah,
this is the most beautiful bag in the world. So Never bad. Been Kissed, Bring It On, Rudy, The Breakfast Club, 10 Things I Hate About You. They even make fun of The Simpsons, where the kid is like, eat my shorts.
Yes,
so we even got
yes.
a Simpson parody. Risky Business, of course. Can't Hardly Wait, and Almost Famous. Those were the ones that I was noticing.
Yeah, Can't Hardly Wait, of course.
Yeah, that's another big one, because there's a Lacey Chabert, who plays Gretchen Wieter. She's in this, and she's the Jennifer Love Hewitt character that every time somebody has to, like, she walks in, everybody has to be, like, silent and still, so she has her slow motion entrance. And then you have the guy who plays Ted from How I Met Your Mother in this, too, and he's sort of the guy that, like, observes the ridiculousness, and I love when, like, they're at prom. He's like, you would never know, you would never suspect that our entire high school was made up of professional dancers. And that's always something my dad notices in movies. He's like, there's this high school and somehow they can all just dance. And I was like, hey, apparently. But let me read off what the critical consensus on Rotten Tomatoes was. It's at a 31%, so of course it is rotten. And the critical consensus is, not another teen movie has some funny moments, but the movie requires the audience to have familiarity with the movies being spoofed and a tolerance for toilet and sexual humor to be truly effective. Now, I agree with some of that, but I also don't understand why you're watching a parody movie if you don't have a grasp on what's being parodied.
Yeah, like
the movie is letting you know that we're going to be making fun of these movies, so that's on you.
Like, you would definitely, like, need to know, like, why would you not go, like, why would you not go into Scary Movie not having, like, a baseline understanding of, like, Scary
what
movies?
They were making fun. I mean, I understand that, like, the writing in that is just better because the Waynes are extremely talented people.
Geniuses.
So, like, again, but I still think it's, like, that's a weird take, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, oh, if you don't know these movies, you might not like this movie. I mean, yeah, that's
yeah,
probably
sure,
true.
Sure, yeah.
That's probably very true. yeah. And, yeah, there definitely are a lot. There are toilet bowls. I mean, there's a legit toilet bowl where, like, the three, like, 14-year-old boys are, like, looking into the girls' locker room, and they fall through the duct, and the duct falls into where this girl has been pooping this whole time. And then instead of it just being like, oh, sorry, we fell in front of you, like I said, the foundation of this high school is terrible because they blast through like two floors into the next room and there's shit everywhere. And like, definitely there are moments of ridiculous toilet bowl humor, but like, also it was like 2001 and it was an R-rated parody. There's also a girl who's like naked and they make fun of her because like she's just there. Although she's like, I don't need this kind of schedule. She's like this Italian exchange student. She's like, I just here for poor little boys who can't get American pussy. Like, that's like, and that's the whole character, which again is making sort of fun of what
was
Nadia
American,
was in
American, yeah,
Pie.
American Pie.
But
yeah.
It's like
all of them, yeah. The early 2000s, that's exactly what it was, though. Like, all of those movies were like that.
Yeah, so I don't necessarily, like, I'm not, of course, it's different. Like, I have trouble, like, being super critical on certain movies. Like, there's ones where you just watch it and you're like, oh, that is terrible.
Right.
Like, and I understand why it's terrible, but then there's movies where I understand, like, the audience that it's for. Therefore, I feel like it's hard to justify giving it such a low rating. Like, 31% is
31,
like,
seems a little low. Like, I would definitely give it like a solid like C.
Yeah, it's like a mid movie.
Mid,
it's
for sure.
Pretty
it's mid.
Mid
as hell.
It's mid that makes me laugh at times. I think there's some really funny things, but again, it's almost like this movie is a bunch of sketches within one thing.
Right.
Because there are moments, so there's like brilliant sketches sort of thrown within this movie, but I never thought of this movie as something that like all the sketches would sort of come together and be like brilliant. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Where would you put this on the garbage meter?
I think it's sweet garbage because,
yeah,
I love this movie. Like, I genuinely, like, this is something I could throw on if, you know, you're having a bad day and you just sort of want to have a good time and a little bit of a laugh. So it's like, I understand it's not quite great quality. I think it's better than, like I said, it's 31%. And for me, having grown up with it, I have to say it's a little sweeter.
Yeah. I'm like kind of in the middle with it. Like, I feel like it's just like garbage for me.
No, and I understand that. I'm not even going to like try and debate
you. I love
you
it. No, no.
Because I get
this
it.
This is good. This is good. I like a good, what would you call it? Like, I like a good, it's not even a quandary, I guess. But like, it's like we're just divided on it.
Yeah.
I think it is because, like, I probably missed the boat on it.
Like, and I get it, and I will fully understand. Like, there's certain things where I'm just like, I'll be like to someone like, oh, what, you don't like this movie? Ugh. And I'm not even, like, a snob, and I try not to be a snob. But then there's other things where I'm like, no, I get it. Like, even if it's a movie that I, like, genuinely love and I think is, like, an A-plus movie, something like The Spectacular Now, if somebody watched that and said it's not for me, I would understand that it wouldn't be for you, and I'd be like, oh, okay, but, like, as long as you just kind of go into it being like, no, that's actually a quality movie, I just don't like it. You're like, cool, fine. This is a movie where I'm like, I genuinely have, like, a love for it, but if somebody comes in and they're like, oh, this is stupid, I'm like, yeah, it kind of is stupid, but I love it.
Right, no, I get it, yeah. No, I have come to terms with the fact that I am probably just the biggest snob in the world, and it's fine. I get that about myself, but, you know, I try to be lovable, so.
There you go, so it evens out. Right?
Yeah, as long as I'm nice about it.
But I think this was a good first movie to sort of get our feet wet a little
bit. Yeah, yeah, and the thing is, Chris Evans, I dick on the guy a lot because I think it's funny, but, like, he is nice to look at.
Oh, so aesthetically pleasing.
Especially when I wish he'd talk with his Boston accent more.
Yeah.
I'd make fun of him less if he would talk with his Boston accent more.
I'd love him more, and that's pretty impressive. See, the thing with, like, a Chris Evans versus, like, a Ryan Gosling is, like, I'm both, like, I want to see them both in comedy more.
That's true.
But, like, Ryan Gosling is also just such a great actor and puts himself into A Nice Guys that is an amazing piece of cinema.
God damn it.
He's hilarious and he's a bumbling buffoon and I love it. So I like Chris Evans in that type of a role, too, while he's not maybe on the level of what Ryan Gosling is, mm-hmm. I just genuinely love when he's being dumb.
Yeah, listen, yeah, when he's doing, like, when he's being a buffoon.
Yeah, I'm here for it. Just do it more. I mean, yeah, we all want to see, you know, that's America's ass, you know. But, like, at the same time, it's like, just be a buffoon.
Or, exactly. Just be a prick sometimes, too. Like, be...
Yeah,
like,
he's good at that, too. He's actually really good at that, too. And I think it's because I've heard that in real life, he's, like, genuinely a nice guy.
Like, so nice.
And, like, nice people play great dicks.
Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm.
So thank you once again for those people that maybe listened to us forever ago. That's back. If we get some new people, I'm Bailey.
And I'm Jenna. And thanks, guys.
Yes.
Like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more stuff.
See ya.
Sweet, sweet garbage, baby. Sweet, sweet garbage, baby.